Time for our weekly check-in with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Kyle.
Rich, what's up, my man? How are you today?
I'm just doing what I do. Got a beautiful day around here, so that certainly helps matters a little bit.
Yeah, able to get outdoors a little bit, and it's always a better day when the sun is shining, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of things to get to today. We're a few days removed from the NFL draft, as is often the case. I don't think anybody saw coming what Bill Belichick had up his sleeve.
No, not at all. You know, we thought maybe a quarterback or, you know, some wide receivers or something like that. And, you know, obviously the tight end position we felt they had to address. So, you know, Bill Belichick did that. But I'm shocked, you know, he didn't get more help for Jared Stidham out there.
Well, absolutely. And he did pick up a few guys as undrafted free agents along the way. But it seems like the primary focus for the team right now is defense. And that's sort of the way he built this team when he first took over, was defense first.
Yeah, but, you know, the defense wasn't the issue last year, right? And I know they lost some players, no doubt about it. But maybe his thinking is, you know, we got a young quarterback. You know, if we're going to win games, we're going to have to win low-scoring games. We're not going to win shootouts, and the best way to do that is to shore up the defense, I guess. You know, if the Patriots are going to win, like I said, I expect a lot of 20-17, 17-14 kind of games, because that defense is going to have to be great, I think, this season.
Some comings and goings, too. James Devlin has announced his retirement at the age of 31 after the neck injury, but some good news involving David Andrews.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you talk about two guys that, you know, were key members of the Patriots. And, you know, hearing that David Andrews can come back and resume football, that's huge, because they clearly missed him. And we saw them miss Devlin, too, last year. I mean, that was a major hole at that fullback position last year. So you hate to see a guy, you know, go, but he's walking away on his own terms. And, you know, I'm happy for him with that. And, you know, like you said, with David Andrews, we thought he was done, right? We thought his career was over. And, you know, to hear that, you know, he can come back, that's huge.
Now, I don't know about you. For me, I think the best part of the NFL draft was Bill Belichick's dog.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, hey, Bill knew exactly what was happening.
Of course,
right?
He did. Oh, yeah.
It was no coincidence that he just happened to not be there or walk away, you know, when they take a shot of him. And, you know, he's like one of the most famous dogs in the world right now. That was awesome, you know. It'd be great to see, you know, if we go forward more drafts like this, if anybody can top that.
We're talking with Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, here on Downtown. Well, Major League Baseball floating another potential plan to restart that would mean a divisional realignment for a year, and teams playing at home and certainly within their region. Is this something that could potentially be workable for later in the early summer?
Well, we'll have to see, right? I mean, potentially, yes, but, you know, I can also say no, you know? And so I think ultimately, you know, we're clearly looking at having games without fans, right? I mean, I think that ship has sailed. I don't see that happening anytime soon. But, you know, you have to make sure that not only are the players healthy and don't have the virus, but also the support staff, the coaches, the trainers, you know, the clubhouse attendants, you know. And so is it going to be a scale back operation? You know, I applaud the baseball for looking at all options, but, you know, I think we're still a ways away from actually proclaiming, you know, as a plan, a definite, and that is definitely going to happen.
Kyle, watching some of the new episodes of The Last Dance, and I've renewed my appreciation for Phil Jackson, who was a pretty interesting guy, out there in a lot of ways, but knew how to push some buttons.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if Phil gets enough credit. 11 championships he's won as a coach, and, you know, people always say, well, he had the best players. You name me a great coach or one of the greatest coaches who didn't have best players. Some of the best players. You look at Greg Popovich, he's had Tim Duncan, David Robinson, he's had Hall of Famers. And so I don't know if Phil Jackson gets the most credit that he deserves. You know, I can make the argument that he is the greatest coach in professional sports history. And, United States professional sports history. You know, you could throw in Red Auerbach in there too. But to get 11 championships as a head coach, I mean, that's impressive.
Now, we've been getting to see a lot of classic basketball games on TV in the last month or so. As somebody who's been a longtime basketball fan, for your money, Kyle, what's the best era in the NBA?
Oh, man. You know, I got to go back to the 80s, right? I mean, you know, that's the golden age of the NBA. When you talk about, you know, the Lakers, Celtics, you know, you talk about the Sixers in the mix as well. With that being said, in terms of the actual skill level and the talent level of the players, we're looking at it right now. And so, you know, there's always this talk, you know, which era was better, would this player fare well? And I guarantee you, any player that's a star now would have been a star back in the 80s or 70s or whatever era. The difficult thing is trying to predict who from those eras would be great now. But I guarantee you, James Harden, LeBron, Durant, you pluck them from now and put them back then, they'd be great as well.
Well, yeah, and you know, when you watch, especially I love watching those 80s games because you see the team defense that isn't always a factor now. You see people pass, you see them move without the basketball, but then you realize that, and there were some great players then, certainly, but the level of athleticism top to bottom, nowhere near what it is today.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about the last dance of Michael Jordan. You look at it, there was nobody really like Jordan, you know, maybe a Dominique, but that had the skill and the athleticism. And you look at it like now, you know, Jaylen Brown is as athletic as Michael Jordan, you know what I mean? Javante Green, athletically. And so I think, you know, you're seeing more guys like that now. And not saying Jordan wouldn't be great, because Jordan, I think, would be great in any era because he was a total package, but you know, just the level of athleticism and skill now is just off the chart.
Absolutely. Kyle, when do we get to see you on TV again?
That's a good question. Not today. Tomorrow I should be on. Today, you know, we did some stuff behind the scenes, hoping to, you know, maybe bring you some new shows coming up maybe in the next couple of weeks. So we've been working on that behind the scenes.
Excellent. We'll look forward to it. Kyle, always a pleasure. Hope you have a great week, and we'll check in again next Wednesday.
Okay, Rich. Thanks, man.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, here on Downtown.